Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride.
If you go out to Features in West Salem, watch Green Bay Packer football, which you've got one final time during the regular season to do, you got a chance to win a trip for two to Las Vegas. Features in West Salem, the proud supporter of the Morning Sports Blast. If you haven't signed up for that yet, go to our website, WKTYsports.com. Do it. It's free. And don't forget this final Packer Sunday. You've got a trip to win, a chance to win a trip for two, I should say, to Las Vegas. John, if you were working with a bar and they told you you had a chance to win a trip for two to Las Vegas, how many times do you think you'd go there?
Probably morning, noon, afternoon.
Yeah, night.
Evening.
Right.
Maybe for a nightcap. You know, definitely try to put my ticket in the punch bowl for a couple times a day.
Indeed. Indeed. It's a good place, good spot. Features in West Salem. Thanks for supporting the program, fellas. JD, top of the morning to you. It's great to have you back on. The John Denton Special is getting cooked up here this morning. We're super excited. Outside of last week, the John Denton Special has just been on an absolute tear. And I don't mean that to be hyperbolic or pat ourselves on the back for no good reason. We've been crushing it to the tune of about 68%. Save for last week, of course. So, John, we're looking forward to what you've got for us this weekend. We've got a couple of college games. We've got three NFL offerings. So let's start off with the college football games. I know that there aren't a ton of bowl games hanging out there without respect to, of course, the college football national championship. But which ones of these college football games are you looking at?
Actually, the text I sent you last night or this morning was college basketball games. So we're venturing into the with Alabama and Georgia, the only game left. And I mean, I like Alabama. I've already bet them on the money line, just because I'm a Saban guy, and I think he's on a mission this year. It'll be his best national championship under his belt. So I like Alabama. I've already bet him +2.5. But the JDS special today has two college basketball plays and three NFL plays. So,
well, I guess college basketball makes a lot more sense, John, because I was like looking at Alabama, Georgia, and I'm like, wait a second, where's this Colorado, Washington? Oh, wait, never mind, college basketball. And I'm glad that you said that about the Crimson Tide, because I bet them on a future play, and I also took them on the money line as well to beat Georgia. So I'm glad that we're on the same page there.
Yeah, definitely. As soon as it came out, they were plus points. I took the points and I took the money line, so... I'll be in Austin next week with my sales team, so we'll have a shindig at the Airbnb.
Ooh,
we're staying
like
at. We'll watch that
I
game.
Like it.
And, yeah, so it'll be a good night. I can't wait for that game. But yeah, we start off in college basketball this year with the JDS specials. Our first time in venturing into college basketball. Like I said, I've kind of given a few weeks of looking over the land, trying to see. It's kind of hard to get a run on some of these teams, especially with all the COVID cancellations and the postponements. I actually think there's probably 70 basketball games, maybe 60 basketball games on the slate today, and I think probably 20 of them have some COVID cancellations. So it's one of the things as a bettor, you got to keep navigating these and see who's in, see who's out, and those types of things. But I pinpointed two games, and the first game is against the Pac-12 conference, as I said Tuesday, that one of the conferences that I'll be focusing on is you've got Washington State traveling to Colorado to take on the Buffaloes. And when you look at this game here, it's Colorado -1.5 right now, currently on VSIN, is what I saw this morning. And I bet it Washington State +1.5. I'm playing Washington State. And here's why. The 47th ranked KenPom team is Washington State. I think Colorado ranks in the mid-80s in the KenPom. What really interests me is in this game is that both teams haven't played for quite a while. Colorado hasn't played since the 18th of December.
Wow.
And Washington State hasn't played since the 22nd of December. So when you talk about some COVID layoffs for both of these teams, they've been hit pretty hard, both internally with the COVID and then the opponents that they played. So
no kidding.
It's kind of been an unlucky streak. But let's just break down the statistical matchup here. When you're talking about Washington State, they shoot the three very well. They've got two players, Noah Williams, Mike Flowers. They're both they're averaging combined about 28 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists a game. I just don't think you have the firepower from the Colorado side to match that. Especially when Jabari Walker, I think he's the son of Samaki Walker back in our heydays, right? He took a hit to the head last game, and I think he went out. He's questionable with some sort of concussion type issue, and he's going 14 points, 8 rebounds a game. That production is going to be hard to sum up from somebody else. But I really like Washington State here, +1.5 in this first JDS college basketball play.
And that's the same spread as it is on our sportsbook partner, betus.com.pa. It is +1.5 right there for Washington State. The over-under on this one sitting at 130. That's a long time for these guys not to be playing basketball.
Long time, and with the better team, Washington State is obviously one of the teams that I pinpointed on Tuesday as a potential sleeper at-large NCAA bid in that heavy loaded top Pac-12. I just think that they're going to come out on all cylinders, not having played in a few weeks.
Yeah,
kind of amped up a little bit. So the second game that we're taking now, everybody hold your seats because this is not one of these games that are like, everybody's running to the window to bet. I highly doubt it. But you got North Dakota +3.5 at my hometown, Nebraska, Omaha. Now, I have some inside because my daughter is really good friends with one of the former players from Nebraska, Omaha last year. They had 9 players defect from that team last year and transfer out due to some of the coaching and some other stuff involved in the program. So
yeah,
we're talking about Omaha being one of the worst rated teams
really
in college basketball.
They're
probably
sitting there as
300 and
wow.
Go ahead.
I just didn't know they were going to be that bad. They're sitting there as a favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's exactly right. So these are the spots that you want to look for is so many games, right? And they're probably linked thinking a home field advantage, like a home court advantage. These teams are fairly similar. I actually think North Dakota is probably a 2.5-3 point favorite based off of some of the rankings and some of the Sagarin ratings, the KenPom rankings and all that. But when you look at what's going on, man, I tell you what, here's the deal is that one guy on Omaha's team is averaging more than 4 rebounds a game. They're averaging 16.5 turnovers the last 5-6 games. You don't have, I'm playing against one of the worst teams in college basketball here, and they're a favorite. And when you look at the matchup the last 5 years, or the last five matchups, underdog is 4-1 against the spread. And the road team is 4-1 against the spread. That falls in line with North Dakota. I'll take that +3.5. So I've got Washington State +1.5, and I've got North Dakota +3.5 today for the college basketball slate.
So, John, before we go into the NFL, and again, I completely bungled this at the very start. I thought college football, where did you pick these games from? No, college basketball, which is what we're talking about here. This is another interesting play. Again, our sportsbook site, betus.com.pa, has got this action up there at the same number as John mentioned here, +3.5 points for North Dakota. If you've got North Dakota in your power rankings anyways, being a 2.5 point favorite, would you make a small play, or would you even suggest making a small play on the money line? Because they're a good value at +150 right now.
Yeah, so if I'm betting $100 a game, that's a unit for me. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm no big bettor, but I have bankroll management. So
yep,
every
yep.
game I bet is for me is $100 bucks.
Okay.
So if I take probably a quarter of my unit or an additional quarter unit and put it on the money line there for sure. So I'll play a money line on the Washington State. And I'll play a North Dakota as well on the money line.
I like it. All right, good stuff. Well, let's talk some NFL football now, because I know that is something that we were going to talk about this morning. The Packers are hosting the Lions. John, this is one of the games in your JDS that we'll have up on our website, WKTYsports.com, for listeners to review later this afternoon. But the Packers just 3.5 point favorites. Did I read that correctly?
You did. I that's what I got it at this morning, was 3.5. It's all about the opponent for me. And then when you look at what some of the Packer players are saying, like Devontae Adams, about sitting out, he's like, look, you could get hit by a car crossing the street. That's risky too, right? So it's just, he goes,
stuff.
If you're afraid, he said, if you're afraid, go to church, right? If you're afraid, go to church and pray. But again, I think this is just a mentality for this team going into the playoffs. They definitely don't want to take a step back in a performance standpoint. So the game's going to be ugly, probably not going to be high scoring. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is playing or not. I kind of highly doubt it.
They say he will. They say that he's going to start. That's what Matt LaFleur is saying, that he will be starting.
Awesome. Well, that even solidifies my 3.5
right.
even more. does he play the whole game? Probably not. But at the same time, when you have veterans like Devontae Adams and some other guys that are saying, hey, we're not gonna miss a beat, man. We're trying to go into the playoffs humming. That just shows me that they're gonna put it to the Detroit, and it's an in conference rivalry game too. So I definitely like Green Bay -3.5. That's the first play on the NFL slate.
You know, and you look at Green Bay minus 3.5. It's minus 4 on VSI and right now, but they opened up as 11-point favorites. So there were definitely a lot of folks thinking this would be a game for Rodgers and company to play. You can see some money is starting to hedge that bet the other direction. But from what we understand, at least from all the reports that we have gotten, and we get quite a few on a daily basis, they will at least start and play these guys, Devontae, Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, for the first quarter. I don't know how long they'll end up playing. I feel like what they might use this game as, John, if I'm going to, you know, go back to some sort of a mirror effect, would be like the second game of a preseason, right? You might get yourself in 2-3 series, maybe even a full quarter, and then you pull the plug and let them go. I'm looking at the total on this one as well, 44.5. I think this is just way too high. Tim Boyle is going to be playing quarterback, who was a former member of the Green Bay Packers, so he's a bit familiar with Lambeau Field anyways, but Tim Boyle will be playing for the Lions, and I don't care who the Packers have out there. They don't start off scoring a whole bunch of points. I could see making a play on the under 44.5 as well.
Yeah, I do like that as well. I mean, I've been hitting the overs and unders here a little bit recently, just kind of, you know, playing the overs and unders, yeah. I should say. And I kind of stayed away from those this week because of that fact. You don't know kind of who's in second string, third
sure.
string, kind of that dynamic is, for me, is more of an in-game betting scenario now in this week when you're looking at
That's
actually
fair.
Seeing
That's
who's
fair.
At, like who's on the field for you. But I think Green Bay's got a better second team than Detroit's got a first team. So just kind of in most of those positions. So I'm laying 3.5 Green Bay all day.
Yeah, I like that. That seems like a real easy bet. I mean, there's only been a couple of occasions this season in which the Packers hadn't covered this spread. Two of the recent games were versus the AFC North, Cleveland and Baltimore. They didn't cover the spread in either of those matchups, but they absolutely covered versus Minnesota last week, winning by 27 points. All right, so we love the Packers play here because, of course, we're huge Packer fans in the region, John. We've also got the Minnesota Vikings and the Baltimore Ravens on the John Denton special. Let's talk about Minnesota minus 3.5. They've got another divisional matchup.
Yeah, so I think they're hosting Chicago. They're minus three and a half. Now, this is a scenario for me where one of the guys I followed pulled him up, and he was heavy on Minnesota at minus 3.
Okay.
It's already up to 3.5. Here's the thing is that Minnesota, I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago, it might have been 3 weeks ago, won by 8 at Chicago. They were 7-point favorites. And when you look at that, Chicago dominated the statistical edge. They dominated the box score. Why did they lose? They had 4 fumbles, 3 of them for turnovers. And Minnesota played the worst game, I think, all season. And they still won. Now they're at home in their divisional game. Nothing really to play for but these two teams. And you're telling me there's a field goal, basically a field goal and a half favorite over a team that they just beat by 8 and was statistically dominated by. So if Minnesota comes out and plays just a tad bit better than what they did against Chicago that first game, I really do think that this is a big win for Minnesota inside the division. I'll lay that 3.5 as it is today.
Gosh, they're going to play Sean Mannion against Andy Dalton. This might be one of the least watchable games of the entire season, John. But listen, I've been making money on the John Denton special this year. I'm not going to stop making the plays today, okay? This is all about long-term. This is all about the long-term approach. So we've got Minnesota minus 3 versus the hapless Chicago Bears, who might even just lose so that Hub Arkish gets some different publicity, right? They might even just like say, hey, Hub, come cover this most recent loss. Stop talking about Aaron Rodgers.
When you sent me that text, let's talk about a little Hub Arkish, I thought that was some medical ointment you were starting to use. I was like, I got to research this. What kind of topical?
Pro Football News is Hub Arkish says, I won't vote for Aaron Rodgers for MVP because he's a big jerk. I'm like, when the hell did that have to do with anything?
I tell you. And I looked at it. My dad texted me last night. He said, you know, it's like it would be like somebody not voting for Carl Nassib if he was the greatest defensive player in the league this year because of his outside of football lifestyle, right? None of that stuff, unless it's something that you're doing, you know, obviously offensive or criminally to people, right? Who cares what people does in their off life and their off season or their outside of football? And it shouldn't affect with, you know, any of that on the field as far as, you know, projections or, you know, player of the year or anything like that, in my opinion.
Well,
so yeah,
John,
that guy was definitely out of line. And go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if most of America knew, like if all of the, if all the soccer moms and soccer dads of the country knew exactly what their favorite athlete or celebrity was up to on a daily basis, they'd probably all cringe, right? It's just, come on, man. You're right. Unless it's a criminal activity or you've done something to affect the integrity of the game, like cheating on the game that you're actually playing in, it should have your off-the-field actions nothing at all to do with how you'd get voted for on-the-field production. It's just crazy.
Agreed, 100%. So the last game of the JDS special for the football or the NFL week 18 is Baltimore -5 against Pittsburgh. Now, this comes down to me understanding that there is a 3.5% chance that the Ravens can make the playoffs, right? So if they beat the Steelers, the Chargers lose to the Raiders, Dolphins lose to the Patriots, and let's just say the Jags upset the Colts, right? We've got an opportunity to get in the playoffs. So with that being said, Jim Harbaugh realizes, hey, let's take care of what we want. Let's take care of what we can control, and let's let the dominoes fall. I just understand that there's a Harbaugh factor here. He likes to win. You go back to these any non-meaningful games in the Harbaugh in the John Harbaugh era, preseason, you know, late games where he's not in the playoffs. He wants to win those games. He's a winner. He wants to go out on top, and this year, especially if they don't win the playoffs. So again, this is something to do with the Harbaugh factor for me. And then it also really has something to do with Big Ben, right? Big Ben just had an emotional roller coaster, right, on Monday night. Short week, comes back. And I really do think that the highs of last week is a detriment to the way that they play this week. And just by the look of Big Ben on the field the other night, not being able to throw little 5, 6, 8 yard out routes, to me is ripe for the Baltimore team that didn't play too bad last week either. So I'll take Baltimore -5 with a chance to get in the playoffs, a small chance. So you're saying there's a chance type stuff.
Right.
one of those things. So Baltimore -5 versus Pittsburgh this week.
Yeah, I like that. The chance, John Denton, our sports betting insider, is basically the dumb and dumber chance between Pittsburgh or Baltimore. Who would you rather not see in the NFL postseason? Take your pick between those two teams. But I'm with you on Baltimore. They'll be at home. And Tyler Huntley is a better quarterback right now than Ben Roethlisberger is. The Ravens have a lot to play for. They don't want to finish the season with a losing record. Mike Tomlin's already guaranteed the Steelers will not finish the season with a losing record. So for all of those reasons, I'm with you. The -5 for Baltimore feels like a really easy play to make. John, we're right up against it here, but I just appreciate your time so very much. And 2022 is started off with a bang. We've got a sportsbook partner, betus.com.pa. And if you go to their website, put in the promo code WKTY to make your plays on the John Denton special, they'll bonus your first deposit by 125%. So, John, if you put $100 in, they'll give you $125 for free, and they'll match you all the way up to your deposit of $2,500. So take part in some of the winning, because as mentioned, the John Denton special has been crushing it. We're over 68% cover in the last few weeks, so this has been a really fun one. And John, I think this weekend you've got us lined up with some really nice plays. I can't wait to recap it this afternoon on the website.
No, I'm looking forward to it. It's -16 degrees here at my house right now, so I'm in the house all day today, looking at games, watching soccer, making sales calls. So it's gonna be a good indoor day for me.